Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Not here yet, huh?
Not yet.
I think they're going to call.
I hope so.
When's the last time you talked to
I think we're going to reschedule.
Talked to Porter.
After the show on Thursday, the last time they blew us off.
So hopefully they'll call before Thursday.
That's he's when lucky we like him.
Wichita, bit. And then Friday, Kansas City.
Yeah, but Nick's also at Vorshays, too. When are you there, Nick?
May 23rd through 25th, VorshaysComedy.com. Council Bluffs Friday this week, Maggie Mays.
That's right. And our live show from Friday, including comedy from Nick and Gary and all the guys, Cameron and Zach Peterson and Tyler Walsh, is all on the podcast. Available now from the live show on all your podcast platforms. About 2.5 hours long.
Under two.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Featuring all right. Drunk Uncle.
We call him Todd.
Yeah. Todd got pretty drunk at the end there, which is saying something.
In the middle. Drunk. And towards the beginning.
I didn't notice it much at the beginning. I didn't notice in the second half that he was pretty drunk.
I tend to get drunk at parties that I host. And here was the deal. You know, I'm really nervous going up to the beginning of that thing. I don't know how things are going to go. And then the house was packed, and I relaxed a little bit. And I relaxed a lot, apparently. Yeah.
Seeing the packed house almost made me more nervous.
I knew we can ask Nick what it's like to talk in front of five people.
I was going to be nervous either
way. I never do that, man.
I was going to be nervous either way. It didn't matter.
But once they got in there, I knew it was a friendly crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still knew we had to go up there and talk about something, too.
Yeah. But it was fun. Well, thank everybody for showing up. And maybe you haven't heard the podcast yet, do that. A lot of swear words, so be careful.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine who he just messaged me, said he already listened to it, and he said, what was his quote here? Holy S, Todd was effed up.
Oh, but you must have got that towards the
that
end.
That seems
right?
to be the biggest takeaway from the show.
Huh? We'll see what Jim Sucks thinks when he walks in here later on. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pussy sent this to me, customers and... post-COVID, we're just dicks to everybody.
It seems,
right?
Yeah. A lot of people liked the conveniences that were offered during the pandemic, and now that some of them are not there.
Really, I love, the pandemic was so
great. We get angry about it.
People are kind of bitches about it.
Yeah.
More demanding of and expecting higher levels of service, greater expectations for virtual / remote services, more emotional interactions, increased safety health concerns, change in customer demand for products and services, less demanding and more accepting of lower quality service. That's way down on the list.
Yeah, well, if there's a place that doesn't have enough employees, it only bugs me. But the bottom line is, it might be because they can't find people. But then I always think that maybe they should pay more people.
They need
but
to
you
pay.
Know, yes. Yeah, but I understand that places having trouble hiring people. But once again, it's one of those situations where some. I'm not hammering all business owners, but somebody says, "Hey, we'd give you $20 an hour, $18 an hour, but we're going to give you $13 an hour or $8 an hour." Okay, well then, I'll go work in a place that gives me $18 an hour. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the old my always favorite one is when the somebody gives you it pays $13.25 an hour. I think okay, that could be $14 or $15, right?
Like,
no, it's $13.25. Yeah, and you'll get 20 more cents every 2 weeks.
Years.
I understand why people quit after the pandemic and went to other places. I totally understand that. You know, but once again, you go into a place and there's not many people working there, it does get frustrating. You know.
Yeah, but you got to take into account.
Remember, you got to take into account. You got to take into account.
You got to take into account if you're running a business, you're going to need to pay people.
Right.
Well, that's tough for people.
No, they have to subsidize your dream. Remember that?
Yeah, I love that line.
Mm-hmm. I love that line too.
That's from Billy Blank.
Oh, it was Billy Blank, wasn't it?
That was
it?
Billy's
right.
line.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Nobody stood up. Yeah. Well, between him bitching at the refs every Iowa game, right, he has
every once in a while, I have a little morsel of wisdom or something. Like, huh, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. He's not just bitching at the refs.
Yeah. I'm a guy that wears a newsboy cap. He's just taking shots. He's not even here.
Yeah. we gave him credit. It was just lying.
Catching strays from 2 hours down the interstate.
Nobody should be paid to subsidize somebody else's dream. Paid bad, I should say. You know.
And you hit right on it. Part of this study that Gallup did was one of the questions asked is what are the greatest barriers to delivering exceptional customer service? And 43% of employees said staffing or having the right number of people to do the work.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, how can we give people the customer service that we know that they deserve and that they demand, but when we just don't have the people?
Some people just don't care, though. I was at a bar recently, and it's like, we're not the melon camp, but like my wife and I are the next people in line, and they just, I guess that we were there at receipt stapling time. So it's like, they just had to staple 20 receipts before they.
That one drives me nuts. A busy work before waiting on somebody. I've seen that. Yes. Yeah.
It's like, no, if you're somewhere where there's customers involved, like, that should be your first priority.
I also hated this. In fact, we left the bar years ago, a bar restaurant we used to hang out with, and we don't even go there anymore because of this. We went in and sat down at the bar, and it was a restaurant, so we were there to eat, and a guy. Nobody's really there yet. He didn't come over to us for a while, and then he started answering the phone and taking reservations. And he was the guy responsible for it, just saying hi.
That is a pet peeve of mine. You should always take care of the
person in front
of you instead of answering the phone.
Right. And he didn't come over for a long time, so we actually got up and left, you know.
I think that's true with when you go to the pharmacy, too. If you actually walk up to the pharmacy window, you should get priority over the guy driving.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Yep. Pharmacy people are not fun, man. They have some angry-looking faces.
That's another one of those places where it's like, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're right. Especially a pharmacy, right.
You need
these
life-saving drugs? Well, then stand in line.
Our I'm not saying all of them, but livid. The pharmacy I go to now, they're just a little bit not happy to be there. I'm thinking, as a farm tech, that's a good job. Why you can smile once in a while, man, you know? They get paid.
Well, that's one
industry. They don't.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
No, the techs don't.
Pharmacy, they don't. Okay.
Unless it's other places. Yeah. I wasn't getting paid enough to.
No, I mean, you guys waiting. Aren't they more than farm techs? They're pharmacists sometimes back there, too.
It's both.
That's a mix. Okay.
Yeah. But that industry seems to have really dialed back. You know, most of the pharmacies around my neighborhood have cut back hours.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they go away for lunch. They can't even have somebody. I guess what? You got to have two pharmacists on duty at all times?
You said duty.
Or one has to be on duty at all times. So,
you said duty again.
And so if one goes to lunch, they got to shut the place down.
Can't you see him having a massive attack out here, Todd Slater? Didn't you change places because they wouldn't wait on you? It took lunchtime too much or something like that?
Or was
pharmacy?
That?
Your pharmacy. Didn't you change?
Yeah. Didn't you move? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm
taking my pill business elsewhere.
I went across the street.
I've been thinking about doing that with our pharmacies. It's ridiculous. They'll be ready in an hour. So you go back like 5 hours later, and they're like, oh, yeah.
We forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Come back in half an hour. I'm like,
I hate that too.
Can I just burn this place down?
But I mean, that is, it's, and I, sometimes I don't blame the people working at a place, but customer service is one of those things that it'll ruin it.
Right.
I'll not go back to that place if I get terrible service.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I told you guys a couple weeks ago about going in on a Sunday night to get some subs. And it was 2 hours before close. We weren't there right at the end of the night.
Oh, I remember this.
There was nobody else in the restaurant, and three people by. And they just acted openly like they were pissed off that we were there. It's like, I just wanted a sandwich. I'm sorry. I thought that's what you did here.
I've been there at places though where people walk in, you're like, we get to work.
Yeah, that's basically the idea. That was the attitude we got. It was like, ugh.
Well, it's like clerks where they both work in stores. What's the line? This job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
Yeah. That's true. We always said that.
if we could just stand here.
Yeah. I was in line at a smoothie place I love, and there's young girls working there, and they're really good. They do it pretty quick. But I was behind a van, but I couldn't see inside the van, and I'm like next in line. And there's a bunch of cars behind me. And this van pulled up. I just saw one hand. I couldn't tell who was in the van with her. And they ordered a smoothie. And you have to sit and wait. And it was going on forever. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this sucks. This sucks. And then they finally opened the window. And I swear to God, she handed out 15 smoothies. The van was full of everybody.
Wow,
and I couldn't see. So I'm thinking, oh, that's why I've been sitting here forever. It's like getting behind somebody in a van at a fast food joint, like a bunch of kids in the van.
Oh, yeah, there was probably a soccer team.
Everybody got
an
order, right? And they handed about 1,000 things out. Yeah. So I'm sorry, didn't mean to bitch. You handed out 15 smoothies.
Well, you were only bitching to yourself, so.
I was. Yeah. And I tipped the ladies generously, you know.
I hope the 15 smoothie van tipped them well. My God.
I hope they did. Yeah. You're right.
Those aren't easy to make.
Yeah, it was like an old lady. I bet they didn't tip well. No, they're not. They're a pain in the ass.
No, I mean, if anybody does, I mean, that's akin to a bartender making smoothies.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
That's all time different and
stuff.
Effort.
There's whey and there's protein and all the different flavors. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Though that's a lot of effort involved in making that.
Yeah.
They deserve a tip.
And these are high school girls working hard for the money. That's something like
that came up real creepy.
I went into a Donna Summer hooker song.
Somebody just tuning in right there.
Probably not appropriate right there, right?
No.
Working hard for the money.
Not at all.
All right.
But that ack made its way there for a second. That Billy Joel thing last night.
I missed it. What was it on?
It was on CBS, and there it was pushed back because of the Masters, and they must have just had a hard deadline because he's singing Piano Man, and he says...
Was this live?
It was from Thursday because during Piano Man he says pretty good crowd for Thursday, but he said the piano sounds like a carnival, the microphone sounds like a beer, and then
smells like a beer.
Cut it off.
Smells like a beer. Yeah, then just gone.
Yeah,
because of what?
Because it was 10. It must have been
local
able to go until 10:30. Yeah.
Airtime was set for 2 hours. They started 30 minutes late.
You can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. If you are actually going to go after a live sporting event where something like that could happen. You have the news. I mean, they do it for football. The news has to stay.
Yeah.
You do the newscast later.
Apparently
now, did they do that locally? Was that nationally?
It was national.
Eastern and central time zones.
They shut it off.
Yeah, okay. And it was just before, like, the life-affirming, everybody's singing along.
Right.
So the mountain time zone, the Pacific time zone saw the whole thing?
It sounds
probably
like,
did.
Yeah.
The news wouldn't start to little
And if they would have gone for like a minute or... Oh, they needed like 90
was it the
more
last
seconds.
Song?
2 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Piano, the last song on the special?
Man. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
I don't know. Sometimes it's not. You know?
Yeah. They just cut it off straight and went to local news.
They hided Piano Man, huh?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
It was crap.
No, you had the local news staff stay. They do it for baseball. If for football games, they always bitch, but they stay. You know,
if that was
stay.
The last song, and one assumes it probably was, the local news was going to be 5 minutes late. Let it be 5 minutes late.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
That was messed up.
Yeah, like you said, they do that for football all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And they bitch. We knew people on TV. Whoever had Monday Night Football just hated that, man. Oh, son of a bitch, we're here all night. But you got to do it.
They got destroyed on social media for
it. Did they really?
Yeah.
In this day and age, you're right. That's stupid.
All right, more of our escort questions answered here. There's a certain website that's tough for law enforcement to get on. This is how they promote themselves.
Got it.
There are multiple steps, 3 references. The site my girlfriend uses. This is the guy who has the escort girlfriend. It also covers the Johns as they have a profile on them. Most law enforcement in the area are worried about big groups, not just one woman working. So if they're bringing
in... That guy listening that has the escort girlfriend, obviously they're dating and they're actually probably in love. I'm not saying she should stop doing what she does for a living. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying that will they ever decide that if we're going to be together, you know.
Stop hooking?
I can help out with the bills and maybe you don't have to sleep with other guys. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? When that comes up in conversation.
It's probably real good money that's hard to walk away from.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not talking about, you're right. Yeah, she's working like any other. You can't tell somebody to quit their job, you know. That's not what I'm trying to, I'm trying to be. Of a feminist here, but in that situation, the job is banging other guys. So maybe listen, I'm just gonna, and she's tired at night. Maybe I just want to be with you.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna. I'm sure it's gonna be a conversation.
He's listening, and they were at the live show. We didn't get a chance to meet him in person. So, has that ever come up in conversations? My question: her retiring from the bedroom to just to bang you in the bedroom.
And I'm curious.
You ever thought about a bank, maybe?
Yeah. I'm not telling her to quit her. She obviously pays better than a bank. You're right.
But I'm curious how long you can sustain that career. Yeah, I'm sure you could probably go well into your 60s.
As long as you got dudes willing to bang you?
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. If there's demand, she's got supply.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of loads.
There's a lot of prolapse, though, later on in life, don't you think, though?
A little wear and tear.
You're taking a pounding every day. Once again, I'm trying to be positive and a feminist here.
You're failing.
I have another question, too. Like, do you get a week off every month?
You probably make your own schedule.
Yeah, make your own schedule, man.
Yeah, you get off whenever you want to get off.
Oh, well, so she doesn't actually get off.
Like, menstruation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's any number of guys who don't mind.
What?
During that week.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
That
it's that week.
Oh, my appointment. Yeah. My semen appointment got canceled today. All right.
Some guys probably pay extra for that.
All right.
Yeah, they probably
This is going to be, this is a norm now, week. Right? This is Zach and Chris are norm now.
We don't have enough days left in the week for them to get norm
status. They're going to call us every day.
Norm was five rescheduled?
Seven
rescheduled.
We talked to him on the 7th confirmed time.
George Went from Cheers.
We're only at 2 here.
We're only at 2 with Chris Porter.
After the show today, we will be working on the 3rd scheduling of Zach Myers.
And Chris Porter.
Porter's actually coming to town in October.
November.
Oh, so November at the Funny Bone. So he'll be in the studio with us then. Maybe we'll talk to him by then.
I'm just going to wait and see how long it takes for the brain cell to go by for him.
I don't think you should say anything now.
No, I'm not going to text him. I'm going to wait and see how long before the ton of bricks hits him.
But they have gotten days and days of Campfire Astronauts promotion on this program.
It's worked one or the other.
Smart.
Too much.
Yep.
Is Memphis in the Central Time Zone or is that Eastern?
Oh, that's Central.
That's Central Time, yeah.
It was Thursday, man. That's a lot of weed.
I thought
ago.
He'd write it down.
Wow, that's asking a lot.
All right, come on back.
Yeah, put a little note in your phone. Yeah. Something.